Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Eddie Diaz, the director of the Perry DMAC Center. First of all, Eddie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
So I have you in here today because we are talking about a new program that is going to be offered at the DMAC Center in Perry this coming fall, and it sounds like it's going to be a big deal. So tell me what you know about it.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be a pretty big deal. It's a great opportunity for students. It's the Computer Language Academy. In essence, it's a 30-credit program that allows students to gain skills in software development in various computer languages, which is great. The added bonus is that it creates an employment track. What we're partnering with is the Rural Forge in Jefferson. And so there's a great opportunity for them to gain internships and well-paying careers.
For sure. So talk a little bit about how this program came to be in the first place.
Yes. So it's been years in the making. A gentleman by the name of Link Kroger came up with this idea that we should be able to have high-tech jobs in rural America so that area graduates don't have to move to the coasts or big cities for these opportunities. And in collaboration with DMAC, Iowa Central Community College, we were able to develop an academy in Carroll that allowed these students to start this track. Here in about 6 months ago, I was given the opportunity to try and attempt to start it here, and I've been spending the last 6 months building it, and fortunately, we were able to hire a phenomenal instructor, which was challenging, but we were able to get it done, and now we're ready to get started.
All right. So this has been supported by some pretty headlining individuals, including a U.S. congressman from another state and our own governor, correct?
Yes, and it's really their push that keeps this going because it is a challenging endeavor to build. Congressman Ro Khanna is a congressman from Silicon Valley in California, where companies like Google are headquartered, Facebook, and a lot of big or major companies. And so he has been working not just in Iowa, but in a few other states to try and build some talent pipeline. And he's been a major part of it. The governor here in Iowa has been supportive and has been working with the president of DMAC, Rob Denson, and it really has been a lot of their momentum that has brought us here.
All right. Now, talk a little bit about how the program will work. How will students register for this, and what is kind of the details of the program itself?
Yeah, so we have multiple groups of people that are eligible for this program. So let's start with the adults. It doesn't really matter your age, and you're interested in this program. Well, you have the ability to go to our website, dmac.edu/Perry, and there's courses there that you'll be able to apply for. The other group of students that we're working with are high school students. If you're from one of the schools that we serve, from ADM to Woodward Ranger to Panora to Perry and several others, then you have the ability to go to your counselor and enroll in this courses at no cost to you. So we have quite a few different ways that we can get people involved.
All right. Now you mentioned the adults being able to register for it. There's some financial aid that's available for this program as well, correct?
Right. And if things couldn't get better, yes, we had a major contribution by Accenture, a major corporation that has donated enough money to cover 25 scholarships to try and make it a tuition-free endeavor. And those opportunities are also at the DMAC website. The name of the scholarship is the Rural Forge Scholarship. And there's some criteria you have to meet to meet it. But essentially, one of the main criteria is that you live in the Lincoln Corridor, which is the geography between Carroll, Boone, and Perry, a little bit of a triangle. And if you live in one of those communities in that triangle, including Perry, of course, then you qualify for the scholarship.
All right. Now, what sort of interest have you seen from the students in particular regarding this program so far?
It's been really, really strong. Before we have even really initiated a lot of the marketing of this program, we already have 15 students that are interested and ready to enroll as soon as enrollment opens. So I can only imagine it's going to increase once more people hear about it and they go talk to the counselors or they go to our website. So our goal was 15 students this first year. I think we're going to surpass that and probably end up with about 20 students to start this two-year program.
All right, so it's a one-year degree, essentially, correct?
Right. It's 30 credits, and it really depends on pace. We think the more traditional approach is it's going to be a year and a half, maybe 2 years for some people. Now, if we have some people that are really committed and they took full course loads every semester, they can get it done sooner. But I think the majority of students will take a year and a half or so.
All right. And then you mentioned sort of the track after the course is completed. It sounds like that is going to be, in particular, a really good opportunity for these students. So talk a little bit more about that.
Right. So the Rural Forge in Jefferson has been working to recruit people with this particular skill set. And what we've been told is that student graduates of this program will be offered a 4-month internship where they will get even more specialized training for that company. And upon graduation from that internship, there's an opportunity for employment with jobs starting between $50,000 and $60,000 a year, and a pretty accelerated pay scale to get people upwards of 80 and 90 within a few years. So that's a wonderful opportunity for people to work in the area. Graduates are not committed to work for this particular company, but it's a great opportunity to already have some doors open if that's an area that they want to go work in.
Absolutely. One last question I have here for you. Why do you feel like this is a good program and an important one to offer here at the DMAC Van Kirk Center?
Well, there's not very many places that can offer it, and I think it's a great opportunity for students here in this area to have new paths open up to them. Because unless you have specific people in your life that have experience in this, very few people are going to get this opportunity. By having an unbelievable instructor, by having the resources of DMAC and the state of Iowa and a U.S. congressman behind you, students are going to get the support to complete a challenging field. There's no questions about it. There's only certain people that have the aptitude to finish this type of field, but there's going to be a support system to make it feasible for people to do it. So it's amazing. Even for people that do have somebody in their life in the high-tech field, now it's an amazing opportunity to do it at a community college, to do it at a community college near their home, and to do it at low cost, if not free. So it's a wonderful thing for Perry.
Absolutely. Well, Eddie Diaz, the DMAC Van Kirk director, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I highly encourage people to take a look at our website. My email is ediaz@dmac.edu. If people have more questions, please feel free to reach out to me, and we hope to see some people in the fall. We're going to be running some camps in July to get people prepared, so the sooner the better they get in contact with me in case they want to take opportunities during the summer.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Eddie Diaz. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.